Well, howdy guys, hey, you remember this program, don't ya? The Original and the Best with Bob Barker. It was very entertaining and fun to watch. And most of the whole reason for that was because of Bob Barker. It was the number one game show forever, wasn't it? And there was a lot of money involved. Lots of people said Bob Barker was different off camera. Really? Everybody is. We all have skeletons in the closet, don't we? Of course, Price is Right had models, didn't they? Who were there to look nice and smile. That was basically their whole job. Of course, they were all femmes because all femmes today are models, aren't they? And they expect to get paid because they just look nice. And here they are, the models. And the one on the right at the back is Holly. And lots of people liked her. She was kind of bubbly. And she was there for years and years. They all were. Then all of a sudden, Holly was gone. She'd been fired. And the reason given was that she got fat. But to me, that's understandable. Her whole job was to stand there, smile, and look good. But if she's fat, she doesn't look so good. Plus, she'd been on the program for many, many years. And people get older. And when femmes get older, they lose their looks, their glow. Let's face it, she's getting paid because she looks good. If she stops looking good, and that really is her whole job, then that's just the way it is, right? Anyway, the usual, she took them to court. She sued them. Which is nothing new, is it? I remember way back when femmes got into the workforce. It wasn't long before all the courts were gummed up with femmes suing their employer. You know, I've lived a fairly long time. Well, not that long. And I've seen, not in all cases, but in most cases. The most important thing to a femme isn't love, affection, even their children. It's money. They're all gold diggers. Anyway, finally, there was a settlement. I guess she got quite a lot of money. Probably just to make her go away. Which she did. And she disappeared from everything. Kinda goes to show you her whole talent was just her looks. When they faded, so did she. There was another kind of scandal. Bob Barker apparently slept with one of the other models. The other model tried to make out that she was the victim. But what she really wanted was money. And Bob Barker did an interview about it. He said it was two consenting adults having sex. That was about it. But it seems to be always the same. In a divorce, even if you've been married 20, 25 years, the femme tries to degrade this guy's character. He's the bad man. She's the victim. It reminds me of a true story about me when I was a younger man in Canada. I'd been seeing this girl for a while. We kind of had a relationship, but nothing serious. We obviously were having sex. But then she started to cause trouble. Became clingy. Caused scenes. Became a right pain in the ass. I was having a beer with my dad, and I kind of explained the situation. And he said to me, "Well, you stuck it in there." He's right, I did. Many times. It seems once you stick it in there, femmes think you owe them something. Forget the fact that she's enjoying it as well, probably more. Do I think Bob Barker was a saint? Of course not. Nobody is. But he was the main reason why the program became a success and stayed a success, not the models. Femmes are continuously trying to degrade men everywhere. To spread rumours. Well, the reason is they can't come up to male standards, so they have to try and drag them down to theirs. That was way back then, though. But femmes have got much worse now. Far more entitled. They become obnoxious. Arrogant. Then it doesn't matter how attractive you may look. If you have a nasty personality, they will lose their looks and be a cat lady. Femmes would do well to get away from this I'm a victim mentality. Because at the end of the day, it's not what you look like. It's who you are that counts. You can't be a victim and strong and empowered at the same time. You take it easy, fellas.